Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to Room 3 after the hour. Thank you very much. She was a thief, I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number 3, thethirdingredient.com. I have a great visit with my good friend Brian Matamore, and Brian is the author of a bunch of books, including 21 Days to a Big Idea, also Idea Stormers, also 99% Inspiration. He's the Matamore Group is his organization, and he's our good friend. Brian, thanks again for being here. Give us the website again, please.
Dashengine.com, real easy.
Growth-engine.com, so that's his innovation agency. Hey, Brian, let's talk about pivoting. One of the things that I've been trying to help my audience do is understand that a lot of our cheese is going to be moved. It's been moved. It's going to be moved. It's being moved as we speak. It's going to be moved in the future. And if you're not prepared to show up where you got your cheese before and see that it's not there anymore and pivot and say, okay, I got to go find the cheese. If you're not prepared for that, then you need to save a whole lot of money and go ahead and lock up your doors today. What do you think?
Well, I couldn't agree more, and you might say, okay, great, I get it, I got to pivot, and you say, how do you do that, right?
Yeah,
and so, so our clients have been asking us, how do I do that? And so, you know, obviously our ideation or brainstorming or creative thinking processes have been used to do exactly that. And, you know, I need to say, too, that anticipated a vehicle for pivoting with your brain trust. I mean, it's been, I don't know how long you've had it, I know I've been in
22,
it for seven
22
or more years.
22 years.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, and I do think that those smaller organizations can build their own brain trust, and these can be with, mm-hmm. you know, current clients, they can be with suppliers, they can be with friends, they could be with, smart people who just are creative people, you know, mm-hmm. local artists, whatever it is, and sort of work together and help each other come up with
relationships.
These ideas.
There's no question about it. I mean,
yes.
Every week I call on my Brain Trust members off the show, off the air, for help, and every week one or more or many call me and ask me for the same thing.
Yep. So then you got these people together, you're doing a virtual thing with them and say, okay, now what? We're all here. How do we come up mm-hmm. with some ideas? And, you know, the techniques in my book, certainly. But then, you know, one of the easiest things I would recommend is just identify some trends and mash those up to come up with new services. So, mm-hmm. you know, I just had, I did seven for some CEOs, but just five of them, obviously, we all know that, you know, family activities are important now, right? Home delivery, of course, community give back or fundraising, virtual celebrations, and coming up with new distribution channels. You see,
these are all, you know, new customer expectations, aren't they? Don't all these revolve around different customer expectations, which is essentially your cheese being moved?
It is, absolutely, new customer expectations, but also obviously new opportunities to serve those expectations.
Right.
I'm a member of the, you know, Stanford Yacht Club here in Connecticut. I can get, masks and gloves from them as part of a pickup order for food, you know, and so they've turned into essentially a supermarket supplying mm-hmm. food from their supplier to the members, so you don't have to go to the supermarket.
I heard about a restaurant owner who had to pivot to stay in business to keep revenue going. He pivoted to doing takeout, right?
Yeah, takeout is a big deal.
A month later, he said, wait a minute, this is working for us. I'm making more money. I'm not going to do it differently when we get released. When the economy turns around, I'm going to keep doing this.
Yeah, I was talking to a CEO in Dallas who has a restaurant thing there, and he, you know, we did a questioning assumptions technique. He said, I can't make money if I can only have a quarter of the people there.
Right.
And I said, well, can you expand, you know, we'll go out on the street. Oh, yeah, maybe I could serve out on the street, you know, or go to the person that's next to you and rent out their space. So there, you know, there are creative ways to pivot. One of the most fun ones, you know, even Dunkin' Donuts, it's a small idea, but, you know, if you look at the family activities, okay, so they created a home decorating kit of their donuts and toppings. And so that's, you know, there's sometimes very simple, easy ideas you can do, and then all of a sudden, oh my gosh, this, to your point, this is working. This is fantastic, right?
Yeah, that's the thing is, and one thing that we talked about earlier in the show that I think is really important, there are some opportunities for you to completely flip things around if it makes sense. That had you done that 6 months ago, you would look like a weirdo. You know what I mean?
Well,
why are you changing horses in the middle of the stream? Things are going so good. But now you can – what do you think? Last thoughts, Brian.
Well, you get the – disruption creates huge opportunities to be innovative. It forces it, but it also allows you to try things that you would never, ever try because you have to. You don't have a choice.
Right. And you, so won't, that, and you so won't look like a weirdo.
No.
which is not easy for me, too, by the way. Hey, Brian, great job today. Give us the website again, please.
It's growth-engine.com, and the books are Idea Stormers and 21 Days to a Big Idea.
Okay, and so, folks, you can find all those there and wherever books are sold. Hey, Brian, will you come back another day?
Absolutely. Love to, Jim.
We've enjoyed
it. It's always fun. I always learn something when I'm on your show. It's great.
Well, we always learn something when you join us. We always get smarter. Brian Matamore, ladies and gentlemen, what a great member of our Brain Trust he is. I got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blessingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.